But plenty of text messages coming through all week around this bloke here. He's announced his retirement, Fletchy boy. Jake Friend is the man I talk about. 264 top flight NRL games, an amazing career. But this is what I love most about him. Three grand finals for three victories. One game for Australia for a victory. One series for Queensland for a series win. The bloke's just a winner. His name's Jake Friend. I'm pleased to say he's on the line. G'day, Friendy.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Going good, Friendy. Hey, how's retirement?
It's fresh at the moment. It was a bit weird yesterday, sitting around Monday morning, not knowing what I was going to go do. So, it is what it is. Obviously, I would have loved to be able to play on it for longer, but I'll have to listen to the medical advice.
Friendy? So, just give us a little bit of background. After you cop that knock, what happens there? Do you go and see, obviously, the club doctor, and then do they send you off to a specialist? And then what do they actually come back with?
Yeah, I went and saw a couple of different specialists in different sort of areas. And they then, conversation, did some different testing and whatever else with them. And then they send a report back to the club doctor and was pretty well those reports that sort of got us to the decision of retirement.
And was there any effects, or are you just going basically off the test? Like, did you have headaches, or were you losing your memory?
Like,
nothing, no symptoms?
Symptoms are pretty good, so I'm walking around fine. It's not like I've got headaches and that sort of stuff. It's just obviously the number of concussions and that it's been a little cluster of them in the last 12 months. So, I exhausted every avenue I could to, continue to play, but in the end it just wasn't worth it. So,
Jake, I imagine many emotions when you're retired after such a great career like yours. Maybe one of those is relief. Can I ask you a question, Jake? Have you actually done any training since you've announced your retirement, or is it almost symbolic, like you feel like you've got to do nothing for a short period of time?
The first few days I actually went smash myself, and then training, that is.
Yeah.
And then, to be honest, the last week, this weekend and this week, I haven't really done anything. I've cracked a bottle of red most nights. So.
Yeah, good on you. Jake, when you look back on your career, what's the one moment, if you could rewind and relive one particular day, what would that day be?
I don't know, actually. It's tough. The grand finals always. And the day after the grand final, probably. But yeah, I think, winning my first grand final, 13, was obviously pretty special. And then probably the back-to-back, in 19 was also, something that I think a group of guys went about going after, and to actually do it was pretty awesome.
Hey, Jake, do you remember 2018? And I vividly remember this. You were having a tough time form-wise and things weren't going to plan. I actually remember speaking to your coach, Robbo, and I said, oh, mate, Jake's sort of struggling at the moment. He said, mate, trust me. He said he's such an important cog to this team and we need him to win it. And I reckon you had one of your great games that grand final 2018. Do you remember going through that tough slog earlier on in 2018?
Yeah, definitely. And I was, I've had a few of those little times in my career, and I suppose I'm lucky that Robbo has so much trust in me. And, he keeps it pretty simple. He sort of just said to me, just do your thing. Don't go and try and do anything else or be anyone else. And I think that was probably what got me back, just to doing my thing and not, worrying about what other hookers doing or that, what way the competition was going. Just play your footy. It's, worked for you. And I'm sure it'll work for you again. And it was ended up being a good finish to the year.
Friendy, let's just talk about Craig Fitzgibbon. You've had a lot to do with him over the years. It looks like, if the media is correct, that he's going to be coaching, will become head coach of the Sharks. Can you just, as a player, can you just give us a little bit of insight on what sort of coach Fitzy is?
Yeah, he's, I think both him and Robbo, they've been here at the Roosters for a long time. And, you know, I think between them, you know, the success that we've had, it goes to show. And I think Craig was going to, you know, if it is true, he's going to go and have a good crack at coaching. And I expect the Sharks to do pretty well. He's, you know, he's learned off Robbo, and between the pair, they don't miss much in footy. So, yeah, you know, it'd be sad to see Fitzy not at the Roosters, because he's been such a good clubman for forever as a coach and a player. But, you know, I think he's done his apprenticeship as an assistant, and I'm pretty excited to see if the rumours are true, what he's going to do as a head coach.
Yeah, he just screams about being a sensational first-grade coach. Mind you, Bomber's done a fantastic job as well. Hey, Friendy, what does life look like for you after, well, now that you've retired, what does it look like for you?
I don't know at the moment. I'm sort of just cruising around.
Friendy, you've got fingers in pies everywhere. Let's give him all a plug.
Yeah, give him a plug.
He's quite. I mean, not many players like don't think this far ahead. Friendy, when was you got your interest in the cafe, but you've also got your plumbing business. When did you?
Yeah.
Your cafe. How long ago did you start that?
That was about 4 years or 5 years ago now. So we've just took up our second. 5 years on the lease, so hopefully we can, you know, get that ticking along. It's been pretty tough with COVID, but yeah.
Give it a plug, so, Jake. Yeah. Give it a plug. Where is it?
High Street Society in Randwick.
Yeah,
across from the Children's Hospital there. So yeah, I don't know. I haven't spent much time in there, to be honest, and I'll do my best to keep it that way, but I'm sure I'll be in there a bit more.
Not for payday when you just come and collect. Tell us about these colourful vans I see throughout Sydney when it says Friendly Plumbing.
Yeah, we've, you know, myself and a mate, he's the plumber, but we sort of thought we'd have a crack at it. My partner's in real estate, and, you know, we saw the rent roll and how much maintenance there was on it, and so we decided to get a van and off we went, and now he's going awesome. He pumps it out, and you know, it's something. I know it's something I've enjoyed. You know, footy's one thing, but I've just enjoyed having something away from it. You know, probably good now that I did, because I'm finishing up a bit earlier than I wanted to.
No, well done, mate. You had a terrific career, and I reckon you're going to succeed in whatever you do. Outside of footy, what about being around the club? Will you have an ambassador role, or are you looking at becoming a coach yourself?
Yeah, we haven't really got to that yet. You know, I'm sure once all the contractual and retirement stuff's all done, then, you know, I'm sure I'll sit with Robbo and work all that out. But, yeah, I definitely want to be involved with the club. I don't know if I want to be a coach yet, but, I'm definitely going to try, you know, a little bit of coaching, a little bit of other stuff around the club, and see what I like.
Friendy, I'm sure you actually know this, but it's coming through here. Breaking news: Craig Fitzgibbon signs 3-year deal with the Sharks. So it's official. James Hooper's writing. Craig Fitzgibbon's put pen to paper on a 3-year deal with the Cronulla Sharks and will join the Shire once his commitments with the Roosters finish his season. He will be taking his assistant, Jake Friend, with him. So, no, but the first part was absolutely right.
Did have a wage on that article yet?
$600,000.
It's a pay cut for you, Friendy.
So there you go, mate. It's official. What do you officially think then, Friendy?
Yeah, you know, obviously disappointing, like I said, but, you know, I've known Fitzy for a long time, and watching him coach myself for the last few years, I know he's ready. But he's wanted to stick around the Roosters, and we're glad he has, because we've had so much success with him. But, you know, I think it's good for Fitz too. His family's down in Coaldale. You know, the kids don't have to move schools or anything like that. It's, it's fitting for him, and I reckon he'll do well.
And as you know, with Robbo Friendy, he'll be most supportive of Craig too, won't he? He'll be absolutely supportive and proud as punch that Craig has taken up this opportunity.
And I'm sure Robbo will let Fitzy take Sam Walker with him because he's off contract this year, which is good.
And Sawali.
Yeah, and
Sawali. Take Sawali
well
early.
Done,
just
Robbo.
Give him a leg up as a reward for sticking solid, yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure you're going to... I don't know if you can poach players from the Roosters, can you?
You can when you get sacked.
That'll be fine. Hey, Jake, mate, you've had an amazing career. It's a career which I no doubt, if you were told that as a kid that you would achieve all the things you have, you would have probably would have found it hard to believe. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to look at the moment back on my career, but, you know, I'm sure one day I will. I've loved everything. You know, footy's been a massive part of my life since I was 9 years old, and it's given me most of what I have. So, you know, it's been awesome, and I've had some plenty of good times on the field and off. So, and I've made plenty of friends. So, yeah, mate, it's, you know, would have loved to keep going, but it is what it is, and yeah, we'll go on to the next chapter.
No, well done, Jake Friend. You've had an amazing career, and so many people are so happy for you that you can go and enjoy your life now, mate. Well done.
Cheers, mate. Cheers, boys.
See you, Friendy. Catch up for a beer.